101.1 The Wiz, the station bringing you Natty Christmas, Kelson and DJ Skills live from LA for the 2014 AMAs here in the Red Carpet Radio. You know, this guy made a lot of noise when he was more recently on Being Mary Jane. I got Mr. Stephen Bishop. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. So, you know, you got a lot of controversy when you've been on Being Mary Jane.
Your character. I didn't have no controversy. That lady had controversy with me.
She just tied you in it.
You know, she just tied me into it. And she, you know, she did that thing that, you know, a lot of men have a fear of people doing to them. And I just was a victim of circumstance at the time. And then I found out about it and had to go back and retrieve my babies.
So the new season, will you be back?
I am back, yeah, for season two. We finished that shooting that at the end of July, and we have our premiere date is February 3rd, Tuesday night on BET at 10 o'clock.
Good show, I can't even lie. Like, I was hooked every week, so I can't even front. Not just a lady show, everybody loved the show.
You know, and that's such a great thing to hear. I mean, when I, you know, these types of shows, they, you know, you think that the women are going to gravitate to them, and they ultimately do.
Right.
But when you get something special, then the guys can see their, you know, where they relate as well, and we have everybody involved. And I mean, it was such a great thing to have people that I knew, people that I didn't know on the men's side coming up to me and say, man, I can totally relate to what this character is going through, or I can totally relate to Andre because, you know, I feel like I'm Andre. My girl makes more money than me, and I, you know, I can tell she's going to come
real.
And hold it over my head, and I know, and I'm like, yo, man, come on. You know, but no, it's fantastic that it's such a, you know, it's very well written. Mara Brock Akil, the creator, and Salim Akil, our director and executive producer, and all the other writers, they did such a great job of sticking to being real and sticking to storylines that people in the world go through and can relate to so that they could connect. And
Most definitely.
You know, I think that the execution was perfect.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, before you got into acting, you played baseball.
I did.
How did that happen? Like, going from baseball to the movie?
Well, when I was in college, I was, you know, I had to graduate. So there were some things that I needed to do that I, you know, I didn't know anything about. And one of them was taking an arts course. So I, you know, as a kid, I was always a performer. I would memorize stand-up comedians' routines like Richard Pryor and, you know, Freddie Prinze and Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin and Bill Cosby. And I would recite them and perform them for my parents and their friends at their dinner parties. So I always had a little performer in me. So I said, okay, why not? I'll take drama.
Okay.
So I took drama, and about halfway through the course, the professor pulled me aside one day after class, and he was like, you know, listen, you're gifted at this. You might want to consider being serious about this and you know, consider doing it for a living. And I was already on my path to playing pro baseball, so I was like, well, no offense, but I'm going to be a pro baseball
player. Right, I don't need this stuff.
I'm not hearing that. And he was like, well, just keep it in your back pocket. You never know. So then when I got, I was playing for Baltimore.
Hey, my hometown.
And, oh, okay. So I was playing for the Orioles, and your hometown team released me. And
see, that's how y'all do.
You know, see how y'all do? See how y'all do? No, y'all released me. You guys released me, and I happened to be playing for the High A affiliate here in Victorville.
Okay.
Which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Los Angeles.
Okay.
So as I was fielding calls to, you know, to figure out whether I wanted to continue my career as a player, I kept hearing a voice that I, to this day, swear was God's voice telling me it's time. It's time. And I took that as it's time to transfer off of the baseball train and onto the train that would take me to my ultimate destination. So I rented a car, I threw all my stuff in the car, and I drove to LA, and here we are.
And now you're here.
Wow.
So I know you've done some movies in the past. You're doing Being Mary Jane right now. What other movies are you working for that you, you know, would like to do?
That I would like to do?
Yeah, like there's a certain character you want to play.
Oh, yeah, there is absolutely a certain character I would like to play, and I'm going
to
put it in the universe now.
Go ahead,
I know there's been
there,
yeah, no, I'm going to speak it into existence. I know there have been a couple people out there that have speculated on, you know, who's going to do this, but I want to be the first black James Bond.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And
okay.
That's something that I've been saying since 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. I actually was on the set of The Rundown. And I was having a conversation with Mark Abraham, and he was one of our producers, and I told him, I said, I want to be the first black James Bond.
Nice.
And so, you know, this is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I just love the to the point where I've written something that would lend itself to explaining how James Bond became black.
What?
So
nothing's interesting.
Yeah, no.
No spin doing it.
Yeah, you know, there would have to be an explanation about it. You know, how did he become a black man from a white English man? Well, there's been some things that have happened throughout the series of James Bond that would, if you paid attention, you could see how a James Bond could be black.
Now, you got to realize James Bond always has a dope girl. Always. So who would your dope girl be?
Wow. That is a fantastic question. Right now, if I had to say...
Anybody.
There's going to have to be more than one.
Spoken like a true James Bond character.
There's going to have to be more than one.
I have three. Let's do it.
Denise Vassey.
Okay.
From Single Ladies.
Okay.
I actually had a chance to work with her. She's a fantastic actor, great person, super cool girl, and she looks the part of a Bond girl.
Yes, she does.
She's
she does.
Absolutely drop dead gorgeous. Paula Patton would be a great Bond girl.
She definitely would.
And there's a model, Naomi Lenoir, French model. I don't know if she's an actor. I think I do remember her acting in something, but she's another one that would bring an international flair of beauty to the James Bond thing. And you know, I could go on. There's plenty. I mean, you know,
she's dope. Man. I just pulled her up right here. She's dope,
isn't she?
He's a creep.
Yeah, no, I mean that's what Google's for, right?
You know?
But that quick though, come on.
Well, that's what it's for.
I ain't Googling nothing new tonight. You know what I'm saying?
In all seriousness, about that situation, that is what is adding to the collective consciousness of human beings on Earth is the ability to access information immediately. So there's no more, hey, I'll get back to you on that. If you have a question and you don't know the answer, you can find it immediately and we can move on.
Right.
So, you know, all the stops and starts because we couldn't get certain information are gone. We can get it now and keep whatever project we're working on going or whatever thought we're working on or whatever. So I like that you did that. I do that every time somebody asks me a question or I you know, something that I don't know. Hey, I want the information, and you know,
I got
it. That's fantastic.
Stephen Bishop, we appreciate you, man, and good luck on this Black James Bond film. We're gonna speak into existence.
Yeah, hey man, now that it's out in the universe, I hope Barbara Broccoli hears this and she decides to, you know, look at my IMDb, look at my reel. And I've got some pictures on there with me in a tux, and, you know, doing my best James Bond impression. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
We appreciate you. It's 101.1 The Wiz.